Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the shadow of his past glory as a baseball legend, Lenny Dykstra's life took a dark and twisted turn. His name, once associated with the crack of the bat and cheers from the stands, became mired in a series of grim headlines. The descent began subtly, almost imperceptibly. But over 3 years, a pattern of disturbing behavior emerged, one that would tarnish his reputation irreparably. It started with Craigslist, a popular online platform where people often seek job opportunities. Dykstra, leveraging his fame, posted advertisements seeking house workers. Innocent job seekers, perhaps lured by the prospect of working for a celebrity, responded to these ads, unaware of the chilling encounters that awaited them. Each meeting followed a similar, horrifying script. Applicants, full of hope and anticipation, would arrive at the designated location, only to find themselves in the midst of a nightmare. Dykstra, abandoning all pretenses of professionalism, would expose himself to these unsuspecting individuals. The shock and fear in their eyes seemed to fuel his perverse actions, but his depravity knew no bounds. In some instances, when the victims, frozen with fear, failed to comply with his demands, Dykstra escalated his intimidation tactics. He brandished a knife, its cold steel a terrifying promise of what could happen if they resisted. These victims, who came seeking a job, found themselves in a fight for their dignity and perhaps even their lives. This pattern of behavior was not an isolated anomaly in Dykstra's post-baseball life. He was already entangled in a web of legal troubles, including charges of grand theft auto and bankruptcy fraud. These offenses painted a picture of a man who had strayed far from the path of legality and morality. Eventually, justice caught up with Dykstra. The cumulative weight of his actions, particularly the lewd conduct and assault with a deadly weapon, led to his arrest and conviction. The court, recognizing the severity and depravity of his crimes, sentenced him to 270 days in jail. Lenny Dykstra's story is a somber reminder of the dual nature of humanity. A man once cheered as a hero on the baseball field became a villain in real life, his actions leaving a trail of trauma and a legacy forever tarnished by his own doing. In the early days of the Apple Watch's release, a craze swept across the tech world. This cutting-edge smartwatch became a symbol of modern luxury and technological advancement, sparking a frenzy among consumers eager to own the latest gadget. Amidst this whirlwind of excitement, a particularly shocking story emerged, capturing the attention of people worldwide. The central figure of this story was a 22-year-old father named Jason Arenas. Jason, like many others, was captivated by the allure of the Apple Watch. However, his desire to possess this device took a dark and unbelievable turn. According to a story published by Hustlers, a known satirical and fake news site, Jason took an unimaginable step. He decided to sell his 4-year-old son. The story claimed that Jason, driven by his obsession with the Apple Watch, listed his young son for sale on Craigslist. This disturbing act was supposedly motivated by his desperation to gather enough funds to pre-order the highly coveted watch. The narrative painted a grim picture of a father willing to sacrifice his child's safety and well-being for a piece of technology. As the story unfolded, it detailed how the authorities became involved. They were said to have swiftly arrested Jason Arenas, intervening in this shocking case of parental neglect and misconduct. in a turn of events that brought a sigh of relief to those following the story, Jason's son was reportedly retrieved safely by the authorities, spared from the unimaginable fate his father had planned for him. This narrative, while deeply disturbing, was entirely fictional. None of the events described had actually occurred. However, the story spread across the internet was rapid and far-reaching. It resonated with widespread societal concerns about the increasing obsession with technology and the lengths to which people might go to obtain the latest gadgets. This fictional tale of Jason Arenas and his son became a stark reminder of the blurring lines between reality and fabrication in the digital age, where sensational and alarming stories can gain traction, irrespective of their truth. In the end, the story of Jason Arenas and the Apple Watch serves as a cautionary tale about the power of fake news and the importance of scrutinizing information in a world where such stories can spread like wildfire, igniting fears and moral outrage even when they're nothing more than a fabrication.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.